This is a clip from one of our most recent episodes. For full episodes and more, please check us out on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Stitcher, and YourVibesPodcast.com. This episode is brought to you by The Station. The Station is downtown Dixon's premier event venue. Located inside historic Mulberry Mill, The Station is a perfect space for a wedding or reception, birthday party or baby shower, conference or class, photo or video shoot, and even a live music performance. Just a quick 45-minute commute from Nashville, Clarksville, and Columbia, The Station provides your guests with a classy and convenient experience in the heart of downtown Dixon's up-and-coming environment. To book your next event, please contact Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or email her at events@mulberrymilldixon.com.
Yeah, but partying, you can't be Korea, honestly.
Oh, really? Mm-mm. Club scenes or just
club
in general?
Club scenes in general. I mean, you can't do drugs in Korea. It's extremely illegal.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Like you,
so people
you
just party to party over there.
People just party to party and, you know.
It takes a special kind of person here.
I mean, there are bars that are open 24 hours and bars that offer like half off specials starting at 8 a.m. in the morning.
That's what I'm talking about.
A lot of so people stay up there all night long and they start drinking.
Bowling is cheaper at midnight.
So you've traveled over there.
Yeah, we went together.
Yeah, we've been to Korea.
Yeah.
Bowling is cheaper at midnight. So
it is.
Speaking from personal experience on that one.
Yes. It was at like 3 in the morning and we went bowling.
It was like all you could bowl for like 10 bucks.
That's what I'm talking about.
They have a full bar and everything and it was fun.
So is that the start of the day or the end of the night?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's like a trick question because this is like on day 2 of our trip and we failed miserably on trying to beat our jet lag because it's Korea's a 14-hour time difference.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got into Korea at like 5 in the morning and we're like, we're going to stay up all day and, you know, knock this jet lag thing out and we're not going to have to like
struggle at all. Yeah, we figured, 14-hour flight, you know, you get some sleep. And we did, but it's not sleep.
Like no. You're sitting there with like a neck pillow.
Yeah.
Just kind of maybe sleeping.
So we made it until like 5 p.m. and then we both passed out and we woke up at like 11 p.m. and it was so cute because he was like, I'm so hungry, is anything gonna be open? And I looked at him and I was like, of course, everything's open.
Well, we were in Gangnam, but it was, you know, from our
apartment
that we were staying in, you know, we were one block back from the main street, so you couldn't see any like vendors or restaurants. I think we were looking at a bank.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, it's your first time there, you know, and you're in a big city, but everything's quiet. I mean, you go stand out on the terrace and it's like,
quiet.
Wow.
Yeah. But you go down to the street and there's something open. I mean, we walked like 2 blocks and found the first restaurant. And,
what was it?
Yeah, it was a Korean barbecue restaurant.
We went to go eat Pork Belly and
we
ate there and we went bowling. And I think that night after bowling at like 5 in the morning, we went to go get food. And more things to drink, and then came back to our room. And I was like, well, that's your first Korean experience.
Oh, right. Did y'all just sleep through the rest of the day? And
oh, no. It was, it was your typical vacation. You know, you go to relax and have a good time, but it was seriously, it was nonstop.
Packed,
You know, because we saw family, we saw friends. Cool. Everyone wants to, you know, do something with you. Because, I mean, it's how often do you get to travel across the world?
Sure,
you
know, absolutely. So was this their first time for you and their family to meet?
It was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Your family liked to party too?
Oh, yeah. They all do. They all do.
Soju is a thing, man.
Okay. I like it.
So we had a good time. And, you know, he got to meet some of my oldest friends. You know, these girls I've known since I was 5 and 7. Like, we've all been friends for like 30 years now.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Yeah. So, and their husbands. And, like, we spent like 3 days with them. And, you know, we just ate. a lot.
Yeah. That's the best thing to do on vacation.
Yeah.
Eat.
Just keep eating.
I don't see where they, I really don't see where they put it, man. It, literally. That's so smart. Literally. I mean, we would eat all day long.
So I love it when David tells this story because it's, you know, for us, it's something totally normal. Like, I don't think it's anything out of the norm, but he's like, you guys are eating again? Like, he's like, what?
Yeah, for So this one particular day, we met up and we were in Chinchon. And we were going to a market, which was a couple of hours away. Now, to put this in a picture for you, imagine being in Knoxville and driving to the mountains, all right? Driving out into Gatlinburg, okay? So that's your scenery.
Okay.
Mountains, beautiful. The trees, it's beautiful, okay? But we start that morning off about 7 or 8 o'clock.
Yeah, it was like 8 a.m. when they came to pick us up.
we all load into this van and we're traveling. We get maybe 15, 20 minutes down the road and we come to a rest area. Now, I say a rest area, it is like one that you'd see on the side of the interstate. You know, it's your typical thing. But in these rest areas, you have restaurants, all right, markets. You know, all kinds of little things.
Yeah, Korean rest areas are
completely different.
Epic. Yeah.
All right, they're not just your vending machine and bathroom.
Yeah. Okay?
So anyway, first thing in the morning, we go in and we order food, and we had pork cutlets. Mm. All right,
cheese stuffed pork cutlets.
That's
is that a good thing? They sound delicious.
Oh, it was.
They sound delicious.
At 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Okay. So on our way to the rest area, we already had food in the car. Like, you know, my friends were like, here, have a sandwich.
Yeah, they make little snacks for you.
No trip.
So, like, you know, it was like meal 1.1 and then 1.2 happened at the rest area. Mm. And then 1.3 is the outdoor street food part of the rest area. And, like, they were like, what do you want? We'll get everything that you want. So we bought like an armful of more food to eat on our way.
On our 2-hour ride
to the market.
Okay. So imagine a nice country drive, all right? And we finally end up in this market. And the first thing that we do is look for a restaurant to go eat at.
Of course.
Okay. So imagine like a huge flea market. Okay.
Okay.
Vendors everywhere, and these vendors come from the mountains and from the ocean, and it's all of their harvest, you know, that they've procured for the week, you know, and they bring it there to sell it, you know, just on the weekends. So
it's as fresh as it can.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, anything you can imagine, from honey to squid to flowers to vegetables.
Everything.
I mean, cool. Oh yeah. The world's greatest farmer's market.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we get there, and of course, I'm the only one who can't speak Korean, you know, and it's my job to pick this restaurant.
It's like an alleyway of all these restaurants on both sides, and we're like, David, pick a restaurant.
So I look down this way, and there's probably a dozen. I look to my left, and there's probably a dozen more down that way, and it all looks like the same kind of food. So what do you pick? You know, so I just kind of found one that had a lot of people in it.
Yeah, that's a good start.
That must have been a good place to go. So, and everyone was like, good choice, good choice. All right.
Win for David. David for the win.
You get a star.
Yeah, so I won that battle. But there, we eat. We buy more food, more snacks for the ride back, okay? I'm not
No,
lying.
After we ate, there's also eating at the market while we're walking around.
Oh, because they have fresh, you know, fresh food. They'll grill it right there in front of you, right there at the market. We had, he had to be an American, but he was making taffy.
Pumpkin taffy.
Oh, wow.
You know, homemade taffy on a grill, you know, right there.
Whoa. There's just everything you could get your hands around.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this market happens every 5 days.
Okay.
So like every fifth day on the calendar, this market's open.
And you just free for all, like
go
in and grab what you want.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
That is so awesome.
So after we, you know, snacked on more things at the market and bought more things to take with us in the car, and we snack more in the car, and then we go to dinner.
Yeah, right. So we go to dinner, and we're at a table probably about the size of this. You know, it's probably about 6 or 7 foot long. and the six of us are sitting there, and there's these two big woks, right? And they load this stuff up with spicy chicken, and they're grilling it, and I'm sitting here looking at the magnitude of these two woks and all this food, and I'm thinking to myself, how are we going to eat all of this? Because I haven't seen a to-go box at any restaurant that I've been at so far. Okay, so
it's not really a thing.
It's not. Yeah, it gets eaten. All the food gets eaten. So we're finished. All right, we're stuffed, and there's a little bit left. All right, in each wok. This lady comes out, and she has bowls of rice and seaweed
and
kimchi and cheese. And she mixes all of our leftovers up with this rice and makes a stir fry out of it. And then we finish that. Okay? So by the time we're done, we're walking back out to the car. And her friend,
one of my friends,
she comes walking out, and she is like half doubled over, holding her stomach. And she is saying that she is so full. And I said, I can imagine. And then she just says, you just have to push it down. And she just starts, like, what? You know, just squatting down. She goes, you just push it down. And I'm like, I mean, it's the funniest
there's
thing
room
in the world.
There somewhere we'll find
like,
it.
Where are you pushing it?
Pushing
where?
It? Where
is it going? Are we going to do this in the parking lot?
This is in the parking lot.
We did this in the parking lot, and we left and went and got cake and coffee.
Oh, boy, what a great way to polish that.
Yeah.
No, we're not done yet.
Yeah, no, we're not done.
Okay.
We're not done. That was just dinner.
Okay. Dinner, so now nice we light have, snack.
Yeah,
that, exactly.
Yeah. I don't know what you call that meal, man. For us, it would be dinner, you know, cake and coffee. That's the end of the night,
sure.
Right? No. We go have some wonderful cake and coffee, and then we find ourselves at a karaoke bar, all right, where we order more food.
And more beer.
And more beer.
I couldn't even imagine.
So much rice wine, Fanta.
Yeah.
And soju.
So, like, at this point,
so
he is...
rice wine and Fanta mix?
Yes.
And soju is a thing.
What's soju?
Soju is like a Korean vodka. It's
okay.
Not as strong, but
okay.
People kind of underestimate it because they're like, oh, it's only 40 proof. I can drink so much of this. But it's one of those things that you walk into the bathroom and you're crawling out of the bathroom because it hits you when you stand up.
Wow.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
They serve it to you in a little 12-ounce, like, beer bottle, almost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they have two different kinds, a green cap and a red cap. The red cap is stronger.
Okay.
So, you know, depending on, you know,
okay.
I guess if you're there with friends or not,
sure.
Yeah, depending on how.
Yeah.
How
so, like, by the time we've got to the karaoke bar, so the karaoke in Korea, for the most part, aren't like the karaoke bars that you see here, where it's like an open space and people, like, hear you sing and
mm-hmm.
it's in front of all these people. In Korea, it's actually in rooms like this.
Yeah,
you and
private.
Your friends are in your private room.
Oh.
Yeah, so
yeah.
You can imagine you and all of your friends in a private karaoke room.
Yes.
Drunk as shit.
I can imagine. Just wasted.
And it's so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
It's
so
amazing.
Much fun.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So, wait, were you singing American songs?
Oh,
Korean
both.
Songs? Or
yeah.
Both.
Were you singing Korean songs?
No.
No, this is where I just kind of clap along.
This is great.
Yeah.
But at this time, at the karaoke place, it's like, you know, because he doesn't understand a lot of Korean, so he didn't realize what was actually happening. And then he realized we ordered all this more food, and he literally got mad. He's like, are you kidding me? Are
yeah.
you fucking serious?
Like, there's no way. There's no way. But there was a way. By the time we
just
left,
have to push it, down.
It went somewhere, and there was no one that came and checked on us. So
there's no, like, concierge service that'll come in.
No, no.
So in Korea, a lot of, like, table service is done by, like, buttons on the table.
Okay.
So, you know, there's, like, these little button tower dome things. So when you need someone, you press the button.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, all the servers, they kind of congregate in one area, and there's, like, a little board above their area. It lights up to where who's pressing the button. So
they'll come to that room.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's like that in restaurants too. There's a button usually.
Wow. So there's not just like kind of a rotation. Of
mm-mm.
No.
Doing, just...
There's no like it's touching
so
tables. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah. We should
yeah.
do that here.
I know.
Did you do that at your restaurant?
No.
Well, we had a concept that I would have liked to have tried that would have given it more a more authentic Korean barbecue restaurant feel. Mm-hmm. In some restaurants, your booth is more of a little private booth. Mm-hmm. You know, it may be a table for, you know, 4 to 6 people, but
it's, you're kind of enclosed.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really neat, you know. So, I mean, some you might have a curtain, you know, you'll just draw the curtain too. So, it would be a booth like at a restaurant, but it's more private. It's pretty neat.
Maybe after we make some money.
Absolutely. Well, and Dixon, I think that would go over really well too, because my wife and I, we'll go out to eat in Dixon every now and then. But just knowing people, you're like, I just want a night with my
together,
you know, or my family,
where you don't run into people.
Socialize, yeah.
Right.
But if you can just walk in somewhere and like, see you later, you know, and have something to eat.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We, like with our restaurant, we actually have quite a bit of space, like outdoor space.
Cool.
So one thing we talked about was maybe we could do something like that for warmer weather later.
Cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. So, because it is really, really nice. It's like you're out and you're eating out, but then again, you're like private. So it really becomes like a nice, you know, enclosure almost.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right, so you ate pretty much all of Korea.
we took him everywhere. Like, he's been to like 8 different cities in Korea in like a span of 2 weeks.
So have you only been once?
Together,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you just went balls to the wall.
Absolutely,
the
yeah. We went from northwest corner to the southeast corner, so.
Yeah. And everything in between, pretty much.
Is it pretty safe? Like,
it's extremely safe.
Cool.
It's extremely safe. Like, that's awesome. Like, as a woman, like, you don't feel scared to be walking down a street at 3 a.m. by yourself.
So awesome.
Yeah, it's extremely safe.
Thanks again to the station for sponsoring this episode. If you are looking to book your next wedding or reception, baby shower or birthday party, conference or class, photo or video shoot, or even a live music performance, please reach out to Andy Truman at 336-693-4311 or shoot her an email at events@mulberrymilldixon.com. If you're interested in sponsoring an episode, please reach out to me directly via email at yourvibespodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and always remember, stay vibey, my friends.